AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Officials in Egypt and Russia say Egypt Air Flight 804 may have been brought down by terrorists. The Paris to Cairo flight crashed in the Mediterranean. Retired Air Force General Robert Latif says the indications are this was an act of terrorism.
It didn't even have to be a bomb. Somebody tampering, you know, with the engine, unplugging something, or putting some foreign object in.
66 people were on board. The AP's Lee Keith reports some items have been found in the water.
An Egyptian search plane found two items in the ocean 230 miles southeast of Crete. That would be about halfway between the Greek island of Crete and the Egyptian mainland. The two items are orange, one of them's oblong, and it's believed to have come from the plane.
But a Greek official now says the debris does not belong to the plane. There were no reports of stormy weather in that area at the time, and Egyptian security officials say they're running background checks on the passengers to see if any had links to extremists. There were boos and chants of shame, shame, when it was announced the House defeated a bill that would have prevented discrimination against LGBT employees by federal contractors.
The ayes are 212, the nays are 213, the amendment is not adopted.
Seven Republicans switched their vote under pressure from House leaders. Minority Whip Steny Hoyer says this sends the wrong message.
The changing of those seven votes resulted in this House saying to the President of the United States, you cannot tell contractors that they cannot discriminate.
House Speaker Paul Ryan denied knowledge about the vote switching. The massive wildfire that's been burning in Canada in Alberta has moved into the neighboring province of Saskatchewan. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 118 points. This is AP Radio News. A new poll says it's hard for a lot of people to come up with some extra money in an emergency.
One expert calls it alarming. Two-thirds of Americans would have trouble coming up with $1,000 in an emergency, according to a new AP-NORC poll. And this touches all income levels. Even for households making more than $100,000 a year, 38% say they would have at least some trouble coming up with $1,000. Experts say many families are still struggling with debt from the housing bubble and the borrowing boom. Meanwhile, costs for the basics, food, housing, and health care, have risen. I'm Rita Foley.
75-year-old Hiroshi Hoketsu will not be going to the Olympics in Rio. The equestrian rider will not be able to become the oldest competing Olympian of all time because of an illness to his horse. Hoketsu competed in the London Games at age 71. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.